This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
This is Sonia for Broad on Joy 94.9. And we're at the Ledgers and we've been talking comics. 15th of April 2016. We've had the Ledger Awards and we've got a previous winner of the Ledgers. We've got Alicia Jade coming. She's come all this way from Brisbane, Australia, Queensland, for those who don't know. And she's here for Supernova this weekend. Hey, welcome.
Thanks very much, as usual.
Well, this time it's a bit unusual because it's broad.
A bit different, but still the lovely friends.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So tell us about this project called Banksia and what is that all about?
So the Banksia project was an initiative that is supported by Supernova. And I approached them earlier this year around what I've observed through comics, through Supernova, around the place of women and the place of female authors and comic authors in a exhibitor and guest space. And what I noticed is that while there is opportunity for women to be in that sort of guest space, there's not a lot who tend to appear in there, and those who do tend to appear, you know, a few times. So, for example, I've been a guest for a little while now, and I felt that there was a huge opportunity to impart some knowledge and skills onto budding and aspiring creators to empower them to get to that same place if that's what they were looking for. So it's really around coaching and empowerment of our young, or not so young, aspiring female creators to give them, yeah, the push to where they're looking to get to. So it's been hugely successful so far. Last week we had our first Supernova as part of the Banksia initiative, and Danica Harrison was our first recipient, and it was amazing. She mentioned at the end that she felt so enlightened around what sort of went on and the skills that you needed to really run a table and the benefits that you could get through exhibiting a table at Supernova and through believing in your own work. Which was the important thing, because what I've noticed is that we have a plethora of hugely talented female creators and non-binary creators in the community who just don't have maybe the same cultural education or cultural push to put themselves out into those top spots. So giving them, you know, that view of, yes, your work is worth this, your work you know, is valuable, and you as a creator have the skills, or you have the ability to gain the skills to put that out there. So it's going really well so far. This weekend is our second time with creator Rachel Ang, who's just recently returned from Denmark, and it looks like it's going to be amazing. So her work is incredible, which is really great. So yeah.
So it's like a workshop, one could say. Yeah. People can rock up. Do they have to online or submit?
What it is the recipient, thanks to Supernova, gets an actual guest table at a Supernova convention next to myself. And we engage in coaching throughout the weekend and conversations, and they get to meet and network with the people who could potentially give them that guest spot again if they apply for it. We have an online application system which is still open for Sydney, Perth, Brisbane and Adelaide, and one recipient is chosen out of the applicants to go through based on their work and the stage of their career or hobby, to make sure that, you know, we're really giving it to people who are at that cusp. So some people who've had a little bit of experience but are looking for that education to continue moving forward.
That's great. Wonderful. And I mean, it's another thing that you're doing. There's more work for the community. I mean, how's it going?
Yeah, I don't seem to be able to escape that, which is funny because I had said at the earlier this year, I walked away from an event that I'd been working on that friends of mine kindly took over called Comic Street in Brisbane. Samantha Calcraft and Bea Bravo took over that for Brisbane. It looks like it's going to be incredible. And I said, no, no more. And then it was just one afternoon, I think I messaged Tim McEwen at Supernova and just said, oh, hey, you know what would be really cool? And it just sort of spiraled from there, so, and they ran with it and they embellished on it even further than I had imagined. So it's turned into really a year-long commitment for myself, at least. And if it is successful, then hopefully it can continue, and even potentially with different coaches as well, because obviously getting a whole range of experiences will be really great. So that's sort of in the future. It's only just started coming to fruition, so it's the second one this week. So hopefully after maybe Perth or Brisbane, I'll be having discussions with Supernova about where we can go from there and whether it's something that they think they'd like to keep supporting. Hopefully they will. I'm not sure if I'm up to jet setting around the country for another year in a row, so maybe I'll be talking to people before that to see, because we've got so many very talented, very diverse creators, yeah, in different city centres that could really contribute to this quite effectively. So this year it's just me, because it was my baby.
You said it.
I said it, and now I'm going to follow through. I actually found this process so far has been hugely rewarding personally as well. If it does continue next year, which I'm hopeful that it does, I'll probably still hoard Gold Coast and Brisbane to myself.
It's your territory.
Yes, my stomach marked. Come take it from me. But it would be really great to get some really good variety and some really good teaching from other people that we could potentially share. And one of the, Danica from last week actually suggested, oh, you know what we could do at the end of this is we could actually put together a mini comic about preparing for conventions for people so that actually, it's not just through this process. It's
more work.
Yeah, more work. More work for me, which of course I can never seem to say no to, so
I think it's great. It's really positive because, you know, there has been a lot of controversy at some conventions around that we have in Australia and about female representation and women involvement and stuff like that, so this is wonderful.
Yeah, and as the next step, it was too late for this year because didn't see the light until much later, but I also very much want to extend it to non-binary and trans creators next year, knowing that that has a whole other set of intricacies. I would really be making sure that we were careful about the coaches that we had, making sure that they were people who could support and grow the creators as much as possible. So I'm really hoping that it's a program that can help a very broad range of people.
I like that broad range.
Yeah, I like how I slipped that in. That was actually unintentional. So, but I think it's really, there's a huge area of opportunity that we have right now, especially with the huge talent that has been emerging for years and is really quite established now. Take advantage of that to present a whole different side to audiences.
Fantastic. Really is. You're just a powerhouse. You don't stop, Elise Jade.
I'd like to one day. I'm very tired. I got up at 4 a.m. In seriousness, I would like to sort of start encouraging others to sort of pick up a few of those cities, just because it's great. Like, I get a lot of reward out of doing this, but at the same time, I'm not sort of getting younger or richer. So it's
doing it for love.
Doing it for the love. And at some point, you know, my core love is comics. So yeah, I've got to try and keep that balance. And this year it's a bit imbalanced. So hopefully next year I'll sort of get back to it a little bit. But it's all a bit of a swing. It's all fun. So
Well, I was surprised, and I think it's a good surprise. So we wish you all the best of luck to this new venture. Let's hope it goes to every single. Is there actually a Supernova doesn't go to Tasmania, does it?
No, Supernova doesn't go to Tasmania at the moment. Or Darwin.
They're crying out for some kind, convention.
I think so. I mean, Tasmania has Icon, and it also has Her Majesty's really, 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 really great graphic festival, which has the best name of any convention in the country.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
The more we can sort of get it out there, the better, really. Or the more I can get it out there, the better, really. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw a question at you because we do this to everyone who comes on to Broad, and that is, what does feminism mean to you?
Funny, this is something that I think about in a renewed fashion probably every week, because there's something new that I learn every week. But feminism to me is freedom of opportunity, just basically freedom without the constraint of race, gender, class, any kind of classification or sort of othering system. So it's definitely, I totally agree with the line of thought that if your feminism is not intersectional, it's not working. So, and even further to a point, I mean, it would be great if we sort of got to a point where there were no boundaries around anything, and everyone was equal in every way, and had every choice equally in every way, without any kind of repercussion, cultural or financial or any repercussion. So that's really what it means to me, and sometimes that gets me into some arguments with another people. But I really do believe that freedom is at its core more than anything.
Thank you so much for speaking to us, Alicia Jade.
And thank you so much on Broad.
Could you say, this is Alicia Jade and you're listening to Broad.
This is Alicia Jade and you're listening to Broad.
Thank you.
This is Scarlett, and you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.